At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Hold on to your seats, because what Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman just admitted publicly will absolutely blow you away. The same Democrat who once called Trump's tariffs punching our allies in the mouth was just caught saying this.
I'm wondering if you think right now Trump is winning the trade war. Do you agree with those who think he is?
I mean, absolutely. I think that, obviously what happened with the EU. And again, I'm a huge fan of Bill Maher. And I mean, I think he's really one of the oracles for my party. And he acknowledges, like, hey, he thought that the tariffs were going to tank the economy. And he acknowledged that it did. So, I mean, so for me, it's like, it seems like the EU thing has been going well. And I guess we'll see how it happens in China.
So we actually got two for one there, if you noticed. It wasn't just Fetterman, it was Bill Maher as well. Fetterman noted that he absolutely agreed with Maher on Trump's tariffs, that they are clearly working, and Democrats were completely wrong. But that, my friends, is just the beginning of this story, a story that reveals the massive civil war raging inside the Democrat Party right now as we speak. Now, one of the reasons why that admission was so impressive from Fetterman is because this was the same senator who just back in March was asking why Trump was picking all these kinds of tariff fights with our allies, and it was only going to end up hurting us economically. Well, no more. Last week, President Trump announced the massive trade agreement with the European Union. The EU agreed to buy $750 billion in American energy over 3 years. And invest an extra $600 billion in the United States as a whole. They've agreed to remove all tariffs on U.S. goods and open up the continent of 450 million people to U.S. markets. All the while the U.S. is going to continue to impose 15% tariffs on European goods. I mean, it's a deal that represents tens of trillions of dollars pouring into the U.S. economy. It's the very definition of the golden age. And again, for the second month in a row, we are now experiencing budget surpluses based solely on all that tariff revenue that's coming in. Now, unlike up Chuck Schumer, who had a literal meltdown on the Senate floor after the EU trade deal was announced, Fetterman, to his credit, admitted that Trump is clearly winning, as did Bill Maher. They both publicly acknowledged that everything their party predicted about Trump's economic policies was dead wrong. The stock market is hitting record highs, unemployment staying low, interest rates are down, the economy is thriving despite every doom and gloom prediction from Democratic economists. I mean, the polls are showing that the vast majority of the country believes that the nation is on the right direction for the first time in two decades. And that's forcing the more honest members among Trump's harshest critics to not just face reality, but admit reality. But I have to say, I think Bill Maher's tariff admission pales in comparison to his explosive warning about the Democrat Party's future. In what might be perhaps his most important political commentary of 2025, Maher issued an ultimatum this last Friday night that has sent shockwaves through progressive circles. Again, this was on last Friday's broadcast of Real Time. And he basically excoriated the Democrat Party and claimed that they'll never win another national election again as long as they double down on all things woke. Marr noted that the world is a complicated place, and it is not just about oppressor versus oppressed, right? That's the key binary of the woke mindset. Everything, literally every political, economic, and cultural issue can be reframed by the woke in terms of an ongoing battle between an oppressor and the oppressed. And the woke not only do they always side with the supposed oppressed, but what's most sinister about the woke is they actively seek to oppress the oppressor. So the woke are emphatically not trying to get rid of oppression. They're not trying to get rid of racism. Instead, they're trying to actively oppress the oppressor. They are radically racist towards the supposed racists. So that's how you have to understand it. Just like, for example, the whole Sydney Sweeney Jean commercial controversy. They want to silence and destroy and eradicate the supposed oppressor. So a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl talking about jeans, I mean, she can't even do a jean commercial anymore. This has nothing to do with eradicating oppression. It has everything to do with oppressing the oppressor, the supposed oppressor. I mean, Jewish college students are finding this out on their college campuses big time ever since October 7th. It's all about oppressing the supposed oppressor. And Bill Maher made it absolutely clear. As long as you double down on trying to oppress the oppressor, on vilifying more than half the country, you will never see national power again. And he literally said the Democrats are going to have to decide which side they're on. Are you on the side of Western civilization, Western values, or are you on the side of the terrorists? Are you on the side of the post-Americans because you believe that terrorists happen to be victims of oppression? Now, you'll notice this is not hyperbole. Maher is literally demanding that Democrats choose between supporting American values and supporting Hamas and Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations that young progressives increasingly celebrate.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
And Maher's ultimatum became crystal clear when you look at the New York City's mayoral race, where Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani is leading in the polls, despite or perhaps better because of his radical anti-American cultural Marxist positions. Maher specifically called out Mamdani as the perfect example of what's wrong with the Democrat Party. And I mean, he agrees, Marr agrees with the Republican strategist, I forget who it was who said it, that explained Mamdani, if he ends up being elected mayor of New York City, he is the manna from heaven for Republicans. He is the gift that will keep on giving. Especially the same thing with the Somali socialists up in Minneapolis. So we're seeing nothing less than a major civil war erupting here inside the Democrat Party. Those like Fetterman and Marr, who want to side with Western civilization, even if that means you have to, from time to time, side with Trump, versus those who are doubling down on a post-American cultural Marxism that hate America and want everything post-1964 Civil Rights Act to burn. And what makes this civil war so fascinating is watching how the radical wing responds to any dissent. So progressive groups in Pennsylvania have already called for Fetterman to resign simply for being willing to work with Trump. The steering committee of the Indivisible Pennsylvania appears to be quite divisible. They demanded his removal from office because he dared to cooperate with the democratically elected president. And Bill Maher is actually being called far right from some voices on the rabidly far left. This is the classic purge mentality of radical movements. Anyone who deviates from orthodox progressive doctrine, even slightly, must be eliminated. Fetterman's crime? Admitting that Trump's policies are working and that maybe Democrats should work with him on issues that help Pennsylvania. And we should note, Marr's warning about Western civilization isn't academic. It's based on genuinely terrifying polling data about young Democrats. Less than one in four Democrats, I'll say that again, less than one in four Democrats under the age of 30 say they're proud to be American, while 54% say they're embarrassed by their own country. How are they going to win another national election with a demographic like that? And again, I think Marr perfectly summarized this by saying, you know, in the last election, back in 2024, it was all about the gender stuff, the insistence that men can have babies and the like. It's all the trans stuff. Now it's becoming more, we Democrats are on the side of terrorists. This is the inherent absurdity when you double down on this oppressor-oppressed binary, right? It starts with we're all with the trans. It goes to now we're all in with the terrorists. And it knows no end. That absurdity keeps playing itself out. So what we're witnessing here with both Fetterman and Marr is really the battle for the soul of the Democrat Party between two incompatible visions. So we might call them the Fetterman model versus the squad model, right? You know, the AOC models, the Ilhan Omar, the squad. So the Fetterman model represents Democrats who still believe in America. They support law enforcement. They defend Western civilization, you know, freedom of speech and so on, rule of law. And they can work with Republicans when it benefits their constituents. The squad model, as we might call it, represents Democrats who view America as fundamentally evil. It is inherently racist. They support defunding police. They side with terrorists. And they believe any cooperation with Republicans is treason. The Democrat Civil War represents a massive opportunity for Republicans if they understand what's happening here. Moderate Democrats like Fetterman are politically homeless in their own party, while radical candidates like Mamdani are taking over major cities and explicitly anti-American platforms. Bill Maher's warning about choosing between Western civilization versus terrorism is not metaphorical. It's the literal choice facing Democrat voters. As more Americans see what progressive governance looks like in practice, from San Francisco's collapse to Portland's decay to New York's potential socialist takeover, the contrast becomes impossible to ignore. The beautiful irony is that Trump's policy successes are forcing honest Democrats to admit that they were wrong about virtually everything. Fetterman's admission about Trump's tariffs isn't just one senator changing his mind. It's a symptom of this massive political realignment reshaping American politics. Working class Democrats are abandoning a party that calls them racists for loving their country, while college-educated radicals take over with explicitly anti-Western ideologies. Trump didn't just win an election. He's winning the argument on literally every issue. Trade, immigration, energy, foreign policy, law, order. When Democrats like Fetterman and Bill Maher start publicly admitting Trump was right, you know the realignment has reached a very real tipping point. The question isn't whether Republicans will benefit from this Democrat civil war. It's just a matter of how much will they benefit and for how long. With radicals like Mamdani representing the party's future and moderates like Fetterman getting purged for thought crimes, the Democrat Party is transforming into something most Americans find fundamentally alien. The Democrat Party spent years calling Trump an existential threat to democracy. Now their own moderates are publicly praising his policies while their radicals openly support America's enemies. That is not a political party. That is a complete institutional collapse happening in real time. And Fetterman's shocking admission, it's just the beginning.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.